Without Mercy by Jack Higgins. Read by Carrie Shale. The Plaza de Toros in Ibiza is a typical small-town bullring. A concrete circle, benches ringed around, average bulls, toreros desperate to make their bones. It was unbearably hot, even on the shady side, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as Dylan waited at the barrera. As the president led the procession on, the band started to play the Virgin of Macarena, that most poignant of pasodobles, that promised only death down there in the ring. Death in the afternoon, Hemingway had called it. The toreros tossed off their capes, works of art in themselves, to friends in the crowd who draped them over the barrera. Then the toreros were handed the plain fighting capes and made a few practice swings, the horses of the picadors stirring uneasily. There was a signal from the president, and as a bugle sounded, the red door on the far side, the gate of fear, burst open. The bull came through from the darkness, a runaway train that skidded to a halt as the crowd roared. Peons moved out to try him, capes ready, the scene looking like the most dangerous thing on earth, but Dylan knew no fear. He vaulted over the barrera, down into the arena. The crowd roared as he ran forward and flung himself on his knees in front of the bull and bared his chest. "Hey, Toro, just for me, the pass of death." Because he knew that was all it would take, and he deserved it. She was dead, and it was his fault. And the bull charged, the crowd screamed, and he cried out and came awake, sitting up in bed, soaked in sweat, and more afraid than he had ever been. It was Washington, early evening, bad March weather, but General Charles Ferguson